The Boise State Public Radio app. News, music, and more.
Idaho Matters.
Morning Edition.
All things considered.
The Connector.
And more.
And more.
You can take us wherever you go and stay connected. Without it, you're missing out. Download it free.
You can also communicate using the Talk to Us tab.
The Boise State Public Radio app.
Come November, Idahoans could be voting on whether to legalize historical horse racing, which means people use slot machine-like terminals to place bets on randomly selected past horse races. The machines are also called instant racing terminals, and hundreds of them were installed at three locations across Idaho when the state legislature authorized them in 2013. 2 years later, lawmakers decided the machines looked too much like slot machines, and they repealed that law. There is now a push to get enough signatures to qualify as an initiative on the November ballot, but not everyone wants that to happen. Some of the biggest opponents are the Coeur d'Alene tribe. Joining me live in studio to talk about why instant horse racing should come back to Idaho are Bruce Newcomb with the group Save Idaho Horse Racing and Todd Dvorak, spokesperson for Save Idaho Horse Racing. Before we start our conversation, we do want our listeners to know that we have reached out to the Coeur d'Alene tribe, and we are hoping to have them on the program to talk about their side of this issue. But first, I want to welcome my guests, Bruce Newcomb and Todd Dvorak. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Bruce, I'd like to start with you. If you could tell me a little bit more about what happened in the legislature, how we had this, and then it went away.
Well, we started out with the machines primarily at Labois. And thought they met the qualifications for simulcasting type machines, and then some people disagreed with that and thought they were more like slot machines. So they ended up with a debate in the legislature to repeal the use of those machines, and it sat on the governor's desk, and he repealed it, but he didn't repeal it, or he didn't veto it at the appropriate time limit, so it went on through. A lot of people regretted that happened, and so as a result, the people that are supportive of horse racing in Idaho feel like that's the linchpin of making it a successful enterprise in Idaho statewide, so they can share in larger purses and have to incentivize people to begin horse racing again. So so now it's moved for an initiative to put it on the ballot. And it appears the interest we had, at least in gathering the signatures this far, is really high. And I think people of Idaho would like to see that return.
Now, explain, if one of you could, what this paramutual betting is called. Because is this different than instant horse racing, or are we talking about the same things? And the reason why I ask is there are quite a few terms around this. We have what's called, we've heard historical horse racing, instant horse racing, paramutual betting. Are we talking about the same thing when we use all of those terms?
I think it's the same umbrella. You know, basically, it's how you place a bet, whether it's at the window, it's buying a ticket, or you do it on a machine. It's all, to me, it's the same umbrella. The thing was that in this process, there was an AG's opinion that was asked for that Michael Gilmore wrote. And just to give you background on Michael Gilmore, who's the deputy AG, he got his bachelor's degree at MIT in mathematics. Then he went to law school.
So he's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah. So he wrote it, and he delineated why these machines are not slot machines. And he did that very specifically. So I think when people want to look at the definition of what is a slot machine versus a simulcasting machine, I think that's the place you want to go look.
And is that where we're finding the debate in this issue with the opponents, which are mainly our Native American tribes? Is that the sticking point, or is it hard to say why they're opposed to it?
I think you would have to ask them that question because I have really tried to figure out why they're so opposed. And so far, I've not heard a legitimate answer, because they do have slot machines. They do have casino. And I'm not sure how they feel threatened by horse racing.
Do you think it has to do with competition, though?
Apparently some perceived competition, but I don't see where that exists. Nobody's made that case.
And Todd, what about this, where you're at with getting the signatures? Because part of this, how this is written, as you explained to me before we came on the air, is that you can't put these just anywhere, right? So these instant horse racing machines, you know, can't go down the street at a convenience store, correct?
Yeah, you know, so one of the things that we did when we put together language for this ballot initiative, and folks can go online and read this, and they can go, you know, see it word for word. But one of the things that we did was to put some restrictions on where these terminals could be used. And according to the language, they can only be installed at horse tracks across the state that have 8 live horse racing days a year. So the places that would qualify for would obviously be Libois here in town, could be Sandy Downs and Idaho Falls. There is also, you know, a carve out for the track up in Post Falls, which has had simulcast. Mm-hmm. But, you know, one of the things that we hear from the critics is that these terminals are going to proliferate all across the state of Idaho and that every convenience store along I-84 is going to have one. That's not the case. This is very clear where they can operate and where they can't. And
so why could it happen at Les Bois if they have to have 8 live horse racing events a year? Is that just a simulcast of a race that they can show, or does it actually have to happen, you know, live on that track? Because right now at Les Bois and Boise, there isn't horse racing.
And there hasn't been horse racing at Les Bois since they, you know, pulled the plug on the terminals back in 2015. What this is all about really is asking the voters to legalize the use of these machines, because the revenue is critical to supporting and sustaining live horse racing in the state, and reinvigorating Idaho's great tradition for horse racing and the jobs that come with that and the other benefits that come with that. So, you know, these terminals are essential to supporting the horse racing industry. So if the voters approve this, they can flip the machines on, revenue starts coming in, and you know, in a perfect world, we see live horse racing at Les Bois next summer. And here's the reason why the revenue is important. It helps. Part of the winnings, part of the wagers will go toward building purses. One of the things that the folks saw who are behind this project is that Idaho was losing the best and most competitive horses, jockeys, trainers, breeders to other states that were offering
We couldn't pay
bigger
them.
Purses, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're a horse breeder and you're thinking about, okay, what does my summer schedule look like? You're looking at races all across the West, right? And you're going to go to those places that offer the biggest reward if you win those races.
So your goal is to hopefully be able to offer money like that so we can see racing in Idaho.
Yeah.
I'm speaking with Todd Dvorak and Bruce Newcomb with Save Idaho Horse Racing. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about where you are with this ballot initiative. Yeah. Can you tell me where exactly you're at? Because you have to have a certain number of signatures, and then they have to all get checked to make sure everything is is legitimate. So where are you in that process?
Well, we're in the process of where all the counties are verifying, validating those signatures.
So you've gotten enough signatures at this point?
Well, you know, I don't know about an exact number. You know, that number is growing every day. What I do know is that on April 30th or maybe May 1st, we turned in to the counties nearly 115,000 signatures from folks across the state, all 44 counties from 22 legislative districts. And that kicked off the process then of each of those county election officials validating those signatures on those petitions to make sure that the folks who signed them are registered voters, because that's the threshold that we have to meet. So ultimately, you know, we've got to, you know, have more than a little bit more than 56,000 registered voter signatures to qualify for the November ballot. So we're in that process now of validating and verifying those signatures mm-hmm. to make sure we get to 56.
And to make sure that they're in all of those legislative districts that they need yeah. to be in to be accurate and right. be able to move forward.
And I will say this too, you know, we're very confident that we're going to get there. We did some internal quality control as the signatures were coming in, and our rate of proving a valid signature was pretty good, mm-hmm. pretty high. And so it gives us that confidence that we'll get there.
So my final question is, you know, why should Idahoans care about this? Why should they potentially vote yes on this if it makes it to the ballot in November?
Well, for me, it's a cultural thing. My wife and I have ranches, and we've had horses all of our lives. My wife has even decided that upon my death, she will buy a racehorse with my money. So we're avid fans, and we were all raised in a culture where you go to the county fair, and part of the county fair were horse races. And those of us that are old enough remember some of the movies were made. Seabiscuit is one of my favorites, but I think that's part of Idaho's culture. And, you know, it goes all the way back to England, you know, the horse racing that came over with the colonists. And so it's a real part of American culture. And it's also a very economical endeavor if the purses are large enough, because right now the only choice that somebody in Idaho has if they want to get involved in horse racing is to go to Santa Anita in California or some other place, you know, because it's just not economically viable in Idaho. And so that was what the attempt was, to build it so purses are big enough. And if you look at the horse industry, with horse racing comes horseshoers, farriers, you know, veterinarians, mm-hmm. all the support groups, feed, nutrition, and all that goes with it.
I'm going to have to cut you off because our time is through. Thank you so much to my guests, Bruce Newcomb and Todd Dvorak, for coming in today and talking about Saving Idaho Horse Racing. Again, I want to remind our listeners, we have reached out to the Coeur d'Alene tribe to get their side of this debate. We are waiting to see when they will join us. You've been listening to Idaho Matters from Boise State Public Radio. I'm Gemma Gaudette.